In our hearts, Lord. We're so happy, Father, that you've been with us this morning, Lord, and the things that Brother Michael has said in this pulpit, Lord. We are so happy, Father, of the great things, Lord God, that you put in our hearts, Father, as the revelation of your word. And now we come together again, Father, that you come down, Lord God, and speak to our hearts, Father. I know, Father, that as a man, Lord God, doesn't matter how much I study, how much I look at the word, Lord God, unless you bring those things out to the hearts of the people, Father, Lord God, it can never be, Lord God, revealed. And we pray, Father, that this morning you reveal yourself, Lord God, speak to us, Lord God. Be known, Father, that these things are opening up, and they are opened by you, and it's only you, Lord God, who can open them, Lord. We commit our things now to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think Arsenal is working. Brian is asleep, I think. she just came this morning. She's been working. I don't know whether she's working tonight. And I went to talk to her, and she could not wake up. I think she's so tired. I don't think she can. And then Arsenal is working. Joe was supposed to be with us. I don't know. He told me last night that he'd see me this morning. So I don't know what happened. But we are thankful to the Lord for helping us this far. And we had a hard, rough night last night, but I said we must come to church. Gabriel didn't sleep much at all. And he had to wake up, maybe vomiting. And so weak. And we said we got to come to church. It's a long time since he's been to church, so said he's going to come to church anyways. So I think it's not contagious, and God is going to take care. I feel like he's not coming to church, and he's not been to church for a long time. And another thing is, the best place to be when things are so bad is here.
Amen.
So I just decided they got to come. We had to debate that they're going to come. I said, no, let's just come. Let's just come. Let it be. Amen. So, and I hope it's not contagious. And this is the second week, and it's still going down. So the devil is really trying to take them away from the church, and I don't want that. I don't want that. So I said, let him come. And the mother is better now. So we like that. And everything is going to be all right. I didn't want to. I don't have the number for Evelyn. I don't know how to see her. I would like to see her. I would like to talk to her. Brother Don, you give me the number maybe after church. I would like to pass by and see how she's doing. Sister Evelyn. I would really like to.
Yes.
I'm deciding to see what's happening. I've not seen her since I came. And I'm wondering how she's faring. Brother Richard, I saw Brother Richard the other day, and we talked a bit. The other day, I was looking for my dog, and he talked a bit, and he's doing good. He's doing good. So sometimes we think, and this is a small group, so we know everybody in close quarters. Just we are together here, so if somebody goes down, we are thinking about it, and we are there thinking, and we are with them. So, so we keep on thinking about people. And even when we don't talk to you, don't think we are not thinking about you. Don't think that we are praying, we are with you. So, and thank you very much. And I love you. I love our pastor. And I'm sorry, yesterday I took a bit of time instead of studying on this. And by the way, I didn't want to come with this. I wanted to bring something else. I felt like I'm boring people with this. It's the same thing. And it's not getting to an end. And then I got a message from a brother, I think yesterday morning or the day before yesterday. And he says, brother, you didn't finish. Just go on, finish it. And he wants it finished. So I said, okay, then I'm going to come with it and try. And there are very many quotes there. I put them. I cannot put everything, so I had a very hard time what to put and what to put. But I just put a quiz there. Maybe after today, you can study them. And if you have a question, where am I? Sometimes it's not even a question of understanding. It's a question of what are you going to? What are you going with? I mean, where are you going with this quote? Where are you going with this? Where are you going with this? And everything is good to ask. It's good to fellowship. It's good to see where somebody is going with this. You might put a quote there. What direction? What is there? What is that there for? In between this quote and what are you saying? You know, it's good to say what. Maybe you can understand the quote, but you don't understand how it connects with the other quote. And it's good to fellowship and ask a question. And I'll tell you my mind. And it's also the same thing. After this, after I preach, I'll go to the same quotes, maybe wanting to preach the same thing to another place. And I say, why was this here? Why is it connected? How is it connecting with it? Excuse me. How is it connecting with this? You know, like that. And it's good to ask, and then we understand. So may God bless you. God bless you. So I'm looking for my message. I hope I didn't say the wrong thing in the let me check so that I sent the right thing to the group. Sometimes, okay, quotes. So Brother Michael, you've already sent them, is that right? It's part seven, is that right? Brother Michael, I'll make it another. Okay. Father. Oh, yeah, it's right, it's right, it's correct, it's correct, it's right. Last Wednesday, I'm sorry, my wife told me that I finished very early. I don't know. I don't know why my mind was telling me that we finished it in 8. And I was feeling like, I was, and then my wife told me, you finished very early. I mean, and I'm sorry about that. So sometimes my mind don't work right, and I'm sorry about that. And so this morning, we're talking about the same thing. And as I said yesterday, my mind was taken away a bit. In the group, in the cyber group, and something came there, and I was studying and following people. I think you people followed how it went down like that, and I got involved. I'm sorry, got involved in that. And then before I post anything, because like a brother in India told me that you write essays. You know essay? You know essay? Like an essay, like a essay. Yeah, like an essay, right? And sometimes that's how I'm led to do. Here you are so much with quotes, and good is good. But sometimes I don't have a. I have a quote. Sometimes I have quotes. I have a quote here. I have a quote there. I have a quote there. I'm about five quotes, and I see if I put all the quotes there, people might only not even understand where I'm going with them. So I write kind of an essay, kind of something explaining what I'm saying, and that's what I did yesterday. And I explained exactly what was in my mind in the cyber group. About Adam and things like that. Several people talked about Adam, and they say this, they say this. A brother in Uganda, Dad and Keenan and the rest of them, they talked about something. And I said, I'm going to put something there also. The way I see things also. And I did. I put it there, and I explained. Whoever is going to read that, don't think whoever, because it's worldwide. It's worldwide. I know everybody is in the India, in Europe, in America, in Africa, in Asia, everywhere. People are reading that. I know that. So I know everybody's reading that. Don't think it's just that what I write there is just from the books. It's from the quotes. It's from the quote. Just study it. If you find anything there that I say is not according to the quote, ask a question. I'm saying that to whoever is listening in. Ask a question. Why did I write this? Because sometimes I cannot put every quote there. But everything there I see, they are quotes. Ask a question. Why did you put this here? And I'll give you a quote. I'll give you a quote. Because sometimes, as I said, you cannot. So before I put that there, and I told my wife, I'm studying. But it's like I'm caught up with that. So I studied before I wrote that. I studied very much before I wrote that. So there's a reason I wrote that, and because of the quotes, there are quotes of the prophet saying like that. So if you have a question on that I wrote yesterday, please ask a question, ask me a question. But don't go around it. I don't like brothers. I don't work under the table. I don't go around things. When it comes to the matters, when it comes to law, you can ask me, how did you sell this? We can go around because of the law of the country. Do you understand that? Around. But when it comes to this, I don't go around things. I don't work under the table. I don't like that. I like coming up. If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. Simple. I hope you understand that.
Amen.
That's how I work when it comes to this. We can talk about, and I can be quiet, because you can come this way, about something, about land that we are buying, and like that. That's okay. I can even keep quiet, because I don't want to argue about land, about money, about who is supposed to owe. That's okay. But when it comes to this, I'm not going to keep quiet. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Amen.
And two answers. I know it, or I don't know it. If I know it, this is the way I know it. I hope you understand this. I don't go, and I don't put traps like I'm trapping you. No, I just put it there.
Amen.
I just put it there because this is God, brothers. This is not a joke. It's God. Praise be to God. And it's not about nothing. It's about heaven. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about God.
Amen.
So when a question comes, let's face it. Do we have anything else? No. After that, we can disagree, sit down, eat, and marry. There's no problem about that. I hope you understand that.
Amen.
But the question about, if it's a Bible question, there must be a Bible answer.
Amen.
And it's not your answer. It's the only way that you're involved is because you are part of that kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And there are regulations and rules that governs that kingdom. There are policies. People would speak economic language. There are policies. There are regulations. There are rules. There are laws. Praise be to God. There's no hypocrisy in that.
That's right.
There's no bitterness in that. Those are the rules that rules that kingdom. No bitterness.
Amen.
Praise be to God. No other workings. No hypocrisy. It just all is God. Praise be to God. And that's how we are supposed to be, brothers. No fear, no nothing. I don't fear Michael. If I think Michael, I think what you're saying is wrong. What you said here is wrong. If I think, and Brother Michael, you said, and sometimes I miss you preaching. Why don't you take up? Yeah, those things you say, they're sermons. If I think it's wrong, brother, I'm going to say, brother, where did you get that? Do I hate you because of that? Do you hate me because of that? No. You just say, this is what I said. I said, no, that is not saying like that. And I bring now, and we compare our quotes together. That's what we do, brothers. And that's the spirit. That's the spirit of fellowship.
Right.
And whenever let me say this, brothers. Whenever you're fellowshipping like that, and God encourages you to fellowship like that, and when you're fellowshipping like that, God said he's bound to come in your midst.
Yes.
Do you know that quote?
Amen.
The prophet said they were walking to Emmaus and they were talking about him.
Yes.
He says, whenever you're talking about him in that kind of spirit, he's bound to come in your midst.
Amen.
When he comes, he can heal. When he comes, he can open more.
Yes.
When he comes, he can walk with you. Whatever it is, but he's going to talk to you. You're going to feel it. You're going to know he's there.
Amen.
And he's brought by that fellowship. Oneness of fellowship. With one another, with love. You're not there to show how big you are. You're not there to show how knowledgeable you are with them. That's not where you're there. You are there just to fellowship with a brother around your father.
Yes. Amen.
And it's very important, brothers. Whenever you meet, don't talk about these things, about money, about how to make. It's good. Talk about it.
Amen.
But whenever we meet together, brothers, fellowship around here. Remember some quotes that were said by the pastor. Remember those things. Fellowship around it. Fellowship around that. And when you talk about that, God, that's a very good quote. That's a great quote. That is about to come in your midst.
Amen.
All right. Let's come here. So today, I'm talking about, it's just the same thing. I'm talking about now. I think the question the brothers have is, how is this connected? How is this, John 16:20, where the prophet preached? Where is it? How is it connected? And that's one of the things. How is it connected with Isaiah 61? How is it connected?
Amen.
Because it doesn't seem to be connected. I think that's what the brothers. And one thing I also realized is sometimes we preach. Sometimes I start here and I'm preaching to Don and Michael. And sometimes we go to run away from that. I hope you understand what I'm saying. They're here. Don't try to be there. Preach to people knowing that some of the people are not Michael and Don and the rest of you people. So some of the people that are listening to us, they don't even know that that scripture is connected with that. They don't know. So when I preach here, I preach like everybody knows. And it's good to go down there and come down and see how are they connected. How is John 16 connected with Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, 1A, no, 2, 1 and 2A and 2B? What is the connection? That's one of the questions. Now, the other question is, how is it connected? How is this connected with Luke 4, verses 14? Where Jesus came and took the book. What is the connection am I bringing? Now, the other thing is, how is it judgment? Because we have been talking about judgment. Praise be to God. We have been talking about mercy and then judgment. We said Revelation 10, verse 7 is mercy. It's mercy. It's people come out of her, my people. Come. He's just about to come. And when he comes, it will be judgment. So when he comes, Revelation 10, 1 to 6, when he comes, from there is judgment. I hope you get that. Now, what is the connection? Because I'm saying, is Revelation 10, 1 to 6, is actually what he's talking about here when he talks in John 16, 20. That's what he said. What does it say in John 16, 20? Let's read that scripture. Although it's going to come down there, but we can just read it first before we go to the other scriptures. You can open up, but it is there. I think it's there somewhere. I don't know where I put it, but I think I put it somewhere. Okay. Oh, it's there. There's another subject down there. How is this judgment? Just before that subtopic, there's the scriptures here. That's not what I'm reading. I don't know where I put it. Yeah, I think I put it somewhere. But you can open your Bibles. It's after the first quote. Sometimes I don't even know how to organize it. Let's read it. After the first quote there. I'm not going to take much time, but I'm going to try to explain everything. I'm going to make it people to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, now there it says, John 16 verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he shall weep and lament. That is the scripture that he was trying to read that day. Mm-hmm. And it's not coming. He had the Bible. He's trying to open it. And I'm going to read that story so that you follow it up. So everyone can follow it up. So he shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice and it shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. After some time, you'll be sorrowful, you're suffering like that. But when he comes, now your sorrow is turned into joy. A woman, when she's in trouble, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that man is born into the world. That is, when he comes, let me say this. When Jesus Christ comes the second time, that's the beginning of the other side. That's the beginning of the eighth day. That's the beginning of the new heavens and new earth. When Christ comes and the bride gets into her, listen very carefully. When the bride, and I've put there, when I've put there about the marriage, when Christ comes and the bride gets into her, it's done with the bride. I hope you understand that. It's done. It's done. The only thing, let me say this, the only thing that is remaining for the bride, of course you are growing, and you continue growing throughout eternity. That's what, because he continue revealing himself throughout eternity. But what the bride is waiting now is no nothing else but this body to drop.
Yes.
That's all.
That's right.
You cannot get any better.
Amen.
When you get into Christ, where else?
Amen.
He says that is perfection.
Yes, sir.
He says in him there's millennium.
Yes.
And he says there's everything. When you get into Christ, you're in the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about this body, we are talking about you. I sent a quote there, I don't know whether I sent it, but I studied it yesterday. That the new you, where you live, is your soul.
Yes.
It's not this body.
Amen.
It's not this body, it's not talking about this body. This body goes back to dust. Dust, a thou and dust shall thou return. That goes. That's the end of everything on you. Praise be to God.
Wow.
And that's not the end of you. And I put a quote there because I was talking about, I think what triggered me was about death. That you don't die, you die, what dies in you. That's what I was saying. You don't die. You can't. Christians don't die.
Amen.
Christians change abode.
Yes.
You live from here, you go to another place. And you are eternal to begin with. And that's another thing. You are eternal. How are you eternal? There's no time that you're not there, and I put there very well there. I think yesterday on that group. There's no time that you're not there. There's no time you'll not be there. There's no time you've never been there. You are there whenever God was there. Otherwise you're not. Otherwise you're not God. Otherwise you're not God. There's not. If you're not there, you're not eternal.
That's right.
There was no way you are not there when there was no star, no moon, no nothing, no other, no nothing. You are still there. But this body was created when God created the earth and he put your body there.
Yes, sir.
So that when you come, you get into that body. That's how it came. And I'm not gonna be put to the to yesterday's talk. I'm not gonna be put to that. So that's what I'm saying. When he comes, is a line. There is drawn a line. When he comes, there's drawn a line. When he comes, brother, this is here and this is here. This is judgment to the rest of the world, and it's joy to the bride.
Yes.
They achieve whatever God has been looking for since the fall. Since the fall, God, there's something that God has been looking for. He's been looking to become one with the bride. Just like they were one there. People say they were not one with Adam. Just like, why are we going back to Adam? Why are we going to back there? I don't want to go there if it's not then it's not good enough. That's why God said he's taking us back to Adam. This time, and I said that yesterday on that group. This time, that Eden that God is taking us back to, our joy will be full. Our joy will be full. When he takes us back there. Now that Eden that God takes us back to don't have Saturn. Even now, you might think he's there. He's not. He can only, Brother Michael, he said some good things here. He can only deal with his body.
Yep.
And it's going down.
Yes.
That's all he can do.
Yep.
That's why you're in the millennium. In the millennium, he's taken. The devil is taken. How can he be in the millennium and Satan is there? No, you cannot. Satan is not in the millennium. And this is in the millennium. This body is here, not in the millennium. Can you get that? This body is here, not in the millennium.
Amen.
But you are in the millennium because you are in Christ.
Amen.
And Satan is bound. Satan is sealed out. You are sealed in.
Amen.
I think that's clear, brothers.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
be to God. He can't touch you. He can't do nothing.
That's right.
He can disturb this body, get sick, there. It doesn't matter. Why? But one time, you can even point, if you know where you're going to be buried, you can point to him. Suddenly come, I show you. That's grave. Where is, When your power, because the power that raised up Jesus Christ is in me, and if you raise,
that's right.
And you raise that body up again. Sin, where is your sin?
Yes.
Where is your power? Where is your power, sin?
That's right.
Where unbelief? You know, I don't have any speck of unbelief in me.
Amen.
Do I fall? Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
That's not counted. That's not counted. It's that cannot be counted on me. It cannot be imputed on that bread of it cannot.
That's right.
That takes the devil, battles him down, and throws him away from the bride.
Yes, sir.
I hope I have that scripture, brothers.
Amen.
So that's your joy.
Yes.
When he comes, that's your joy. Because it's done.
Yes. Amen.
People joke with the coming of the Lord. People joke with that coming. It's not a joke.
Amen.
It's a reality.
Yes.
That's why it was a mystery.
Yes.
If the devil would know it, he doesn't know it. He doesn't know what's happening. It's hid. It's only revealed. Praise be to God. This is not in judgment. The bread is not in judgment. It's not. But the world, they don't know. They even don't know what's happening. Most of the people think that they are continuing. There's a quote that says that they will continue. They will continue preaching. Thinking that they are getting anywhere with God, and is done and finished, and there's nothing that they are judged. It's over with them.
That's right.
Yes. They are waiting. I'm not going to read a quote here. They are waiting to be taken to the lake of fire.
Amen.
That I put. I don't know where I come to it. Where it says that when he comes, he gets his bride and stands with him. That the bridegroom are standing together. They will be even in the judgment when they're judging people to go to the lake of fire. They will be together. That's why the Bible said she is a judge. She becomes a judge herself. So she's not judge. She becomes a judge. The coming of the Lord. That's why it was a great mystery. And when it was revealed, there was silence in heaven. It was a great, great thing that happened. And he says it was in the minds of the Lord, in the minds of God, and nowhere else since the foundation of the world. If people, when you realize that, it doesn't puff you up, it humbles you down. It makes you humble. It makes you humble. It means, Lord, you mean you did that to me? Why did you pick me and not pick you? Why? Why, Lord? Is thy grace, is thy love. It humbles you, it brings you down. When you humble like that, God is able now. Okay, let me go to the slide, but these things are okay. So that's the scripture that he read. That's the scripture that the prophet read. Now, or wanted to read. That's the scripture he wanted to read. Now, let's start our I pray Heavenly Father, he's praying for, to start the service. Now, I've gone back to my quotes. I'm going to read very fast so that we finish. I pray Heavenly Father that there will not be a feeble person in our midst today when the service is finished. May the Lord God save every lost soul and heal every sick body and fill his children's heart with joy. That's why we have faith, Lord, to ask in Jesus' name to God our Father, because that he promised he would hear. And this is for his glory. Amen. He has prayed now. This is a story. I'm following that story and then to make people understand why where I'm getting to. St. John, he announces the scripture. If you notice, what he announces is not right. If you notice there, what he announces, what he's going to read is not right. He's saying John 17, but it's supposed to be John 16. The whole thing is confused. And the whole thing is very important to see that. It's for purpose. The whole thing is confused for a purpose.
Yeah.
God wants a scenario. God wants a scenario like that one over there.
Amen.
Of John 4, John 4:14. He wanted that scenario back here. That's what he wants. So everything is confused. So he sees his chapter. And beginning with the 20th verse is correct. Because it's 16, 20th verse. Then he said, I wish to read for a text. I think that's right. And he said, neither pray I for this alone. That is what John 17 verse 20 is. You see that? He's confused. Neither pray I for this alone. And he realizes that is not saying what he intended to talk about. And you can understand the prophet studied the Bible. He does not just come with something like that. He knew exactly what, and he reads, and he doesn't say what he wanted to say. So he says, no. Okay. But then also which? And then say, I believe I have not, I've got the wrong place. Now excuse me just a moment. I'm looking for Jesus' prayer that, oh Jesus' prayer, or Jesus' prayer rather, but for his, I might have got marked down here on my text something wrong. It's where Jesus prayed that, was saying that as a woman in trouble, he now announces the text of his verse, what the verse says. He announces to the people. Now you see, that in Luke or John, he asks, Jack, which is that in? He asks Jack Moore. Jack Moore is a brother in church. Some says John 16, six things of John. I thought that was right, but it didn't sound very much like it. The 16th of John, 21st verse. Somebody, now people are trying to hear the prophet from here, from the congregation. And then it goes like that they may be. No, brother Jack. He reads back, he takes the Bible where Jack Moore is telling him to read, and it's not coming. He's going back to that game. What am I doing? Something is not right. He says something is not right. And he's disturbed at the pulpit now. Remember, this Bible is new. It's just been given him by his wife as a gift, I think, birthday or something. It's a new Bible. But something is wrong with it. Something, the papers are held together. In fact, they were, according to him, they were held up down together there. But I don't know why he cannot see that this is not held together, but the bottom is held together. So the papers were together. It was right. Only down there, the papers were together. When they went to it somewhere and they looked at it, because they had to look at it again. Now, no, Brother Jack Moore, it's not right. Brother Branham classifies this mix. He classifies this mix in another, in the scripture, in the book called This Scripture, This Day is Fulfilled. Well, there's a mess, this mix in this Bible. Yes, sir. Brother says here, they have printed it wrong. The prophet says they have printed it wrong. They printed it wrong. Yes, sir. You know what? That's exactly the truth. Here is a brand new Bible. I've just gotten it, and it's printed wrong. Catholic bishop, now listen. A Catholic bishop, this is also very important for those people who are listening in. This is where I was saying, it exactly happened. It's got to, that scene, that scenario here, the scene here and the scene there are going to exactly be together. And they'll be reading the same verse of the Bible of the Old Testament, that is Isaiah 16. One will be reading Isaiah 16, 2a. The other one will be bringing Isaiah 61, 2b. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing here. Okay. Catholic Bishop Stanley, John Stanley, John S. Stanley, gives his Bible to Brother Branham. Another thing that I love in this, and I've really quoted this very many times, is he called him brother. Brother Branham was a Catholic bishop. Amen. And you read the book called Why Are We Not a Denomination? And Why I Am Against Organized Religion. And you see how he tears down Catholicism and bishops and what have you. He tears them down so bad. And here he comes and calls that Archbishop of Catholic Church. Thank you, brother. God bless you. I would like to have a heart like that. I desire a heart like that, brothers. That's a good heart, brothers. We know we have a heart because he's not a believer. Praise be to God. Treat them good. You don't know who is a seed, who is not a seed. And even if he's a Catholic brother, he's a Catholic bishop. I don't know whether about this one, whether he got saved. But many people, I don't know about the King Fahd. I don't know about King Fahd of Saudi Arabia. But I know very, very many people who came into contact with the prophet. They just got saved. I don't care how far they've gone in sin. They saw something. They saw God and they got saved. Amen. I don't know about this one. But there are very many people who are, one of them was a senator here. I don't remember his name, Senator something, somebody. He got saved. Mm-hmm. Very many people, you remember that man of Oregon? He came when the prophet was dropped from the ceiling and he was brought here, and he came marching to hit Brother Branham. And the policemen, why did they ask that question? Has he got saved? They had seen whoever comes into contact with that man gets saved. And they were asking, has he got saved? Just like any other people. There were some policemen. If you read the prophet's stories, there were policemen that were sent to investigate him in the church. And they got out there saved. They got saved. So they were asking, has he got saved? And he said, the prophet said, no. He's so married. I don't know whether he used the word married. He's so married. He's so sold out to this spirit. He wants it. He wants to stay with it. He loves it. So I don't know whether Stanley got saved. I don't know. I don't know why it was done. He says, the Catholic bishop now says, just draw a breath. Mm-hmm. Brother Branham, and says, just draw a breath. There's a reason why it was done. And you know it. And God will show you something to bring out of this. That's wonderful. As an archbishop of the Catholic Church saying, there must be a reason. Don't worry, there must be a reason. What is it? Is God bringing that sin exactly? Exactly. Praise with God. This is another prophecy. This is another prophecy. He will show you. The prophet is saying that that Catholic bishop said he will show you. He's going to show you why it happened. And you think that why prophesy? Why a Catholic bishop prophesied? Why did, what was his name? That bishop of the denominations, what was his name? When he prophesied that one man should die for the rest of the people, prophesying about Jesus. Caiaphas. Yeah? Caiaphas. Yes, Caiaphas. Exactly, Caiaphas. However, prophesied. He was a denominational man, just like that Catholic man. But this man is prophesying. He said, something is going to come out of this. There must be something. It cannot be like that. God is, why is this confusion? There must be something. And now, just use mine here, Brother Branham. He handles the Bible to them. Now he handles his Bible now to Brother Branham. Now Brother Branham now reads from his Bible the verse that he just read. He reads that from his Bible. Verily, I say unto you that you shall sleep, weep, and torment, but the world will rejoice. A woman, when she is in trouble, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she delivered of the child, remember the normal anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I sure appreciate that. And he added the Bible back to him. Now, that certainly is a misprint here in the Bible. Page has been put in wrong. And I just found it on my old Scofield Bible and picked up this one and ran up here with it just a few moments ago because my wife just gave it to this for a Christmas present. Now, I want to speak this afternoon upon a subject that I now announced, birth pains. Now, that sounds very bad, but it's the Bible. Okay. Now, he reads that. We have read that. Now, birth pains. Now, he goes into what birth pains is. He says what birth pains are. Birth pains, he says, when a woman is just about to have a baby, she is in anguish. She's suffering. She's like that. And she has pains. First pain, second pain, and third pain. He says, the first pain, the doctors don't move. They know it's not yet. They have the second one, which is another pain. They don't move. But now when that one approaches, they are busy and they run there because they know the baby is coming now. I hope you understand that. The baby is coming. They know the baby is coming now. So the prophet takes this now and says about, he brings a lot of about dew when dew is on the grasses and things like that. About an egg. He brings a lot of examples about an egg. When a chick is coming out of an egg, and you don't help him, you know, he does this is a birth pain, and he himself is a baby, and he doesn't, and you wonder how that does because he's so soft, but he does that, and I think you have crushed on an egg and found that's very hard. How he does it, you don't know, but he does it, and if you're gonna help him, he's gonna die. It's birth pains. And it says, this world is having birth pains now. This world is having birth pains now. This is why? Because they are now approaching the third pains. The world is approaching the third pains. He says the first pain was the First World War. He's talking about that. And let's read it. And then if a doctor went to examine a patient that was in labor now, one thing the doctor would do, which is, I'm talking to in the presence of two or three, I know of good medical doctors here, Christian doctors. I would ask you this. One of the first things that the doctor does after he's been watching the patient is to time the pains, birth pains. He times the pains, how close they are together and how much more terrific, how much close they are. Okay. And the doctor here has watched. Amen. The first pain he watched. Now he watched and the third pain is coming. What is it? A new world, a new earth is coming. It's just about to come. It's just around the corner now. Yes, praise God. And before that happens, new earth and new heaven, before it is born, there must be a birth pain. The last one, and it will be more intense than the first one and the second one. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. I think you will see that. All right. They are together now. How much more terrific each one is. How intense, how terrific is one it gets. One is more harder to save, to have, than the other one. Next one, still harder. Get closer together. That's the way he diagnoses. Do you say diagnosis? Diagnosis. Okay. Diagnosis the case by the birth pains. Well, if the world has to give away to the birth of a new world, it's got to give away to a new world. That's right. It showed, okay, right, to a new world. Let's just examine some of the birth pains we are having on the earth. And then we will see about her day and just about how far she's along in the labor. You see how far the world is. How far are we? That's the question. How far are we? We went to the First World War. We went to the Second World War. And the prophet in another quote, he says, he saw, Rod saw the brimstone hanging from heaven, and he knew the end of Sodom is coming. They knew, they looked at that, they knew it's coming. And he says, now the people know, the world knows, the bombs are hanging. You know, I was reading something one time, it's a long time ago, maybe a year or so, and I saw something, they were dismantling a nuclear bomb. Here in America, they were dismantling it. And now, they had pictures there that they were comparing it to the one that was dropped at Nagasaki and Hiroshima in Japan, and they said this one is 600 times the one that the one is dismantling is just nothing. They are, because they are bigger ones and better ones they have, so they don't need this one. Can you get that? They don't need this one. They are better ones, greater ones, but this one they are dismantling is nothing to them. It's 600 times more than the one that was dropped. What can they do? What do you think that bomb can do? The prophet, that's why he says, if somebody, just a small country, drops one, then this world cannot be on its axis again. It'll be cleaned up. All this mess that the people have put, this is not God's creation. The cars, the world, the sciences, is not God's creation. It'll be purged. Amen. What it's called is purging. Yes. It's judgment. Okay. Amen. And you remember, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was not there in the minds of people. It was the bombs were there and everything was there. But it was not as close as now. It's coming to that. It's coming to that. It's coming to that. Slowly and slowly it's coming to that. Amen. In fact, I don't want to talk about politics, but I thought Obama, I'm not Obama, but Biden. I thought Biden is taking us there. That's what I thought. I don't want to talk politics. But that's what I thought. How do you play with Putin anyways? How do you play? It said that Putin has more bombs, nuclear bombs, than America have. How do you play with him like that? And they were pushing him. I don't know how Trump is doing. They were pushing him. He went to a corner, even for himself, not even for his country. Those politicians, the province said they are communistic. Of course, now Russia is not communist. communism. But if you read that book called Why We Are Not a Denomination, talking about Revelation 17, is involved in that. And the prophet said, watch the king of Russia. He saw a vision about, watch the king of Russia. He said that. How do you joke with that? The prophet is saying, watch him. And now you are going, poking him. What are you doing? That's so unwise. That's so unwise. That you are wanting it. That's why I saw that interview with Zelensky. I don't know why Trump is there. Somebody told me he's during the seventh Trump, and I said, I don't know that. I'm not gonna go with that. You know, he's Trump, and the seventh Trump. You know, they were comparing. I said, I'm not gonna go with that. I said that. That's a preacher. That's a great preacher who was telling me that. I said, I'm not gonna go with that. But I know. But there's something that he's doing. I was wondering why is he doing like that? The only scripture that is there is, when they talk of peace, there was a sudden destruction. That's the only thing I can say. Because he's kind of bringing peace. It looks like he's bringing peace. He's stopping everything. I heard when they were talking with Zelensky. This is politics, and I don't like politics in the politics. But he was talking to Zelensky, and he was saying, you are joking about the Third World War.
Right.
That was he told him on the face. You are joking, and what to stop it. You know, Trump is trying to stop it. And I like it, because I don't want to die this soon. I don't really like it going like that. I feel for the people. Yeah. Praise be to God. But he must come anyways. He's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. He's there. So I don't know why God allowed Trump to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually don't understand that. But we just leave it like that. It's on the heart of God. He knows when. And it cannot go beyond 1 minute, or it cannot be late 1 minute. It's just exactly according to God's time.
Amen.
But the prophet said, this is the birthplace. The birthplace shows we are just right there.
Amen.
It's just about to have another, a new earth and a new heaven.
Yeah.
I hope that's, you know, politics are, people say politics are dirty, and they're dirty. I don't get into them. But sometimes you wonder what is happening.
Yeah.
You know, the prophet says, watch the king of Russia, watch the king of the north.
Yeah.
And then he says, any country, any small country with a nuclear bomb can threaten the other.
Yeah.
That's why America cannot just walk to North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every country is a walkover. Iraq, they just walked over there. Nobody knows Afghanistan. No, they cannot do that to North Korea. They cannot do that. Nobody can do that. So each country, even a small country, with that, and the prophet said at one time, that strong time I read that, the prophet said that they were going, listen, brothers, they were going to discuss it. Those great men, the presidents gathering, just trying to explain how it does, and they would stop in the middle. No, let's pray, because of the fear. The prophet says, everybody's in fear. Why? Because of the third pains. It's hanging.
Yeah.
They can see it. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. They can see the fire is just about to come and burn everything up. This is gonna be purged.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Having the bring pains. We are having on the earth. Okay, let's just examine some of the bad pains we are having on the earth. It is, and then we will see about what day and just about how far she is along in the river. The First World War showed great bad pains. It showed one of the first bad pains of her going into labor, because of that time for her. We had brought forth the bombs, and we had machine guns and poison gas. And you remember, maybe many of you cannot. I was just a little boy of about 8 years old. But I remember them speaking of this mustard and chlorine and gas and so forth. How just look like it would just get started. And they said it would burn up the whole earth. It would kill everybody. Well, it might be a breaking of that. Just blow it across the earth, and how everybody was scared to death of that great weapon of poison gas. The earth went through, had its first bad pains. And we find out now, we have had second war, World War, and her pains was much greater. It's more terrific all the time, the bad pains of the earth. She almost had to give away during the time of the atomic bomb because it would destroy a whole city. It was much greater than the pains of the First World War, of destruction to the earth. Now, she knows that her time of deliverance is at hand. That's the reason she's nervous, frustrated. The earth is nervous, frustrated. Okay? And she is because that there is a hydrogen bomb and missiles of the air that could destroy the whole world. One nation is scared of the other, no matter how little it is. They got those missiles that they claim will, just one of them, they can direct them by the stars and drop them anywhere in the world they want to. That's the bad pains. Now that's it. That's the bad pains. That was what he was preaching. I think you can get that. That is what he was preaching. Now, if you go to the book of Let me get there. Okay. Now let's go on. Let's read it. I think he's gonna bring it out. Sometimes I wonder whether I've really put my quotes together well, but I think it's okay. I feel like I was led to put them together like this, so it's all right. Okay. So I think paragraph 33 of this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Let's read there. So, and seeing as they went along, talking about that, and then I brought my thoughts of that. Now, what is this? They are talking about, they have come from the church. The brother came and greeted them. There must be a reason for this, don't worry. And they went. Now, the prophet is with his children, and they're eating somewhere. They went to a hotel, to a restaurant somewhere, and they're eating. Now, they started to get, that was very embarrassing. And the sister was actually... Sometimes I see Rhonda like that. I don't know why I see Rhonda like that. Rhonda is very shy. Rhonda is a shy sister like that. She doesn't like that. And that was brother Sister Branham. Sister Branham was like that. Sister Branham, even the thought that she's the one who gave out that Bible, and she's seated here, and that Bible cost all that. She was. So shy, that's right. And now she was saying it. Hey, that was embarrassing. That I don't know. And she was beat up. And now the children and everybody. It's a story. It's just a story. And the children and everybody is trying to see what was the problem with this Bible. And they opened it up. And now they are seeing what the problem was. It was stuck together. There's something that was stuck together. And that now they are talking about it. And now let's read it. Let's read it and see. So, and seeing as they went along, talking about that, and then I brought my thoughts of that, and I walked out of the platform and went out. My children going home wanted to stop out somewhere to get a sandwich. And I went in, and the wife said, Billy, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do. Said, I gave you that Bible. I said, you never wrote it. And you never, now the prophet is just encouraging her. Don't worry. It's not you who wrote it. Don't worry about that. It's not your fault. I said, you never wrote it. And you never put it together, honey. She said, but just to think, I give you a Bible that had a flaw in it. I said, well, maybe it wasn't. The prophet said, maybe it wasn't a flaw. Maybe it wasn't a flaw. And I like that. I like the way he talks. And I like that kind of talk. You know, other people would say, yes, you gave me that Bible, and why don't you look at the Bible before you give to me? I don't like that. The problem is different, isn't it? And I like that. I like it. When somebody is going into that, bring it down and give words of encouragement to one another. Give one encouragement. Try to show them it's not a big deal. Don't try to say, yes, why don't you think, don't do that. Just encourage one another, brothers. Sisters, if somebody is going through, even somebody when he does something wrong to you, and she comes to say, oh, sorry, and it's like, no, don't try to, why are you doing that? You don't think when you're talking, or you don't think when you're doing, don't come like that, brother, don't come like, just, okay, this is, I'm not on that. But just talk good. Don't worry, sister. Don't worry, brother. You didn't mean to do it. If you didn't, if you're coming to apologize, that means you didn't mean to do it anyways. So don't worry. Don't worry. It's not you. This, we are in this world of the devils. And the devils are after us. Encourage one another. Because don't go, you know, I see people, and maybe I'm also a victim of that. Instead of, you know, there are two parties here. Do you understand what I mean? There are two parties here. A brother who has wronged you. It's an example. It's just an example. A brother who has wronged you. Do you get that? Now he's coming to apologize. And now you go to the side of the person who made him do wrong to you, who is the devil. And you start beating him more. What side are you? You are going to the side of the devil. Go to the side of God who made that brother even to come and apologize. Do you get that? Or sister, or whoever it is. Go to that side and say, okay, brother, don't worry about that. Brother, don't worry about that. It was all right. It was all right. You didn't mean to do that anyways. Amen. I hope you get that. Amen. I'm just even talking to myself. The way I see the prophet, I would like to be like the prophet, brother Don. I would like that. You know, coming down and, you know, we sometimes... okay. But you're very, sometimes you're very selfish. We think about ourselves only. Yes. That I was wrong. I was wrong, so.
Amen. Come on.
There's a scripture that says there was somebody that was given some money by somebody, by the king. And the king got him. You're not paying this money. You're not paying me this money. And he got him. He said, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I will pay. And then he was released. And then he got somebody that had his... You remember that story?
Yes,
and he got him and pa. And that king had, he said, get him here.
Yes.
He owes me and I didn't him do that and he's doing that. You think twice if something wrong to you. You think twice.
Yes.
Don't come praying like that. Just think about that brother and what maybe he thinks he's going through. You don't know even.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Can you stand in the gap?
Amen.
Oh, I'll be like Cain. I'm not my brother's keeper. I'm my brother's keeper. I'm my sister's keeper. I'm everything. Am I saying that I'm good? No. I'm talking to myself also. But I ought to be my brother's keeper. I ought to be my sister's keeper. I ought to be that.
Amen.
I ought to come to the side of the Lord, trying to save him. Not the side of the devil, trying to pa.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise be to God. May God help me. I'm not even talking about you. I'm talking about me. God help me.
Amen.
No problem, brother. No problem, sister. Just calm down, everything. I remember one time I was working in the post office. And we were with a certain lady who was working with me. So we came from, we finished what we were doing. And she came with the keys. And the keys to open the post office, there's somewhere where you put them. So he put them there. But with it, he also threw her car keys there. And when it's done, you can only, the only person who can do that is the postmaster. The only one who can open it. And she's not in town, that's closed, and she cannot even drive his car. And when it's parked, a truck comes to bring up things. So it must be moved. And I've never seen somebody worked up like that. I said, no, stop! It's like he's going, stop, calm down, what is it? We're going to do something. Don't worry. It's hysteria, like jumping up. Please, calm down. Where's your phone? Call your husband. Do you know the number? I think he has also thrown the phone there. Do you have his number? Yes. Let's call him. Stop it. Because he's now jumping up. He's going crazy. I know this woman, we're going to take call 911 in a minute. I said, no, calm down. It's nothing. What do you need in that car? What do you need? Moved and crying and like that, like that. And we called the husband. And now when the husband came, I think he had the keys or something, and we moved and everything went on well. And he said, Brother Stanley, help me. Brother Stanley, help me. I was going crazy. And the husband, why? There's nothing, but you know, there are people like that.
Amen.
The best you can do, don't they? What were you thinking? What are you thinking? We don't go like that, brothers.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not saying I'm mended, brother. But that's the way I think. It's we were just talking about that, what the prophet was doing here. I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking, brothers. But I would like to be like that.
Yes.
Instead of instilling more pain, try to take out pain.
Amen.
Instead of instilling more trouble, take out trouble, take out problems.
Yes.
There's something that I've just come to my mind. And that's me. Something happened here, and it's not me who did. It's me who did it. And somebody comes complaining. It's just something that has come, and that's me. I want to distance myself from that, so that the other person can get the beatings. That's bad, brother, on me. That's what I do, brothers. And it's wrong. I want that other person who I can try just keep quiet. If I kept quiet and he said, no, this happened, and we tried to solve it all of us, and we tried to solve it and tried to keep it where it belongs, and it doesn't even go to nobody. He doesn't know who did it.
Amen.
We just solve it, and it's solved. The result was something wanted to be solved, and it's solved. So that's done.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But now I want to say, no, it's not me. You're just rubbing myself, brothers. It's a weakness. It's not good. I would rather start with somebody. I would rather start with him. I would say, whoever did it, forgive them, Father. That's what Jesus did in the cross. Father, forgive them. That's the spirit of the bride. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know where that came from, and that's not what I was talking about. You never wrote it. Okay, she said. Well, maybe it wasn't. And it says, paragraph 36. And so one of the children picked it up. And we would feel the pages. No. I don't know, number or no. It looked all right. But right down at the bottom, it was two pages sticking together, see? And the 16th verse was on the other side. And then the continuation of the 16th chapter come up. I think you understand that. You understand how it is. This when you go, you don't go to 17, or don't go to 16. You go to the continuation of 17 or something like that. Okay. There's such a thing now. Pages sticking together. See, and the 16th chapter was on the side, on this side, and then the continuation of the 16th chapter come up on the other side. And the 17th started on the sea, it's just perfectly, exactly the same across. And that Indian paper, real thin, sticking together, and I was reading out of the 17th chapter all the time instead of the 16th chapter. And I thought, God, why did you do this? Why God wanted to show two things. One is judgment time, that's one. Number two is that He is here. The scripture this day is fulfilled. It's me who is here. I've come back. The line is drawn now. The side is mercy. This other side is judgment.
Amen.
And I thought, God, why did you do that? Why would you there be such a thing now? That's my feeling. I think I'm right on that. My feeling. You know, to see that it was all about, because I think nothing happens by chance. And I was thinking about the comfort of this brother here, coming telling me, hold steady. That's Stanley. This brother, hold steady, him being a priest. Hold steady. Maybe God is going to do something or something in that manner. And I thought, how could that be? The prophet is thinking. Now, paragraph 38. And then sitting there, like a thunderbolt.
Amen.
Like a thunderbolt. Out of heaven, it came from heaven. It came to me. Now, this might not make sense to you, but it does to me. See, like a thunderbolt. I remember in Luke. Now, it came to me to him like a thunderbolt, and he remembered in Luke the fourth chapter that Jesus entered the synagogue at Nazareth. Now, that is fourth chapter of the Luke. We are not going there because of time, but it's going to lead the same scripture. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2. That is what Jesus did. He read that. When he finished, now listen, when he finished, he said, this scripture, this day is fulfilled.
In other words, the person that was being talked of by Isaiah is here, standing before you.
Yes.
And that was Christ, that was the Messiah. Messiah is standing before you. He has come to bring the acceptable year. What is the acceptable year? If you go to Isaiah 61, I'm feeling like it's going to take much time. But if you go to Isaiah 61, he says, I've been called to release those who are in prison and that and that. And then when he comes to verse 2, he says, to preach the acceptable year. Now, what was the acceptable year? Listen carefully. The acceptable year was the year of Jubilee. The year of Jubilee was when people were getting released. Slaves everywhere. Now he has come to preach that to the world. Who was to come to do that? The Messiah.
Amen.
The Messiah brought the acceptable year of the Lord. The Messiah came to die so that all the people that are bound by sin from the Garden of Eden, that every soul that sinners must die.
Amen.
Now they are in prison waiting to die or they are dead. Now they can be all released. Whoever touches that blood can be released.
Amen.
That's the year of Jubilee. I've come to bring the year of Jubilee. Leave your sins for me, and whoever does not believe that I'm He is going to die in his sins. So you have a chance to believe that I'm He. Leave your sins. All your sins are paid for.
Right.
And you know, the prophet said, he gave a story of a man here in America. He said that there was this guy who fell, he was in the army. And I think they were told to go fight. It could be, I don't know where. Because that was during Abraham Lincoln's. I don't know what war that was. But he feared. He said, I'm not going to go. And he said, no, I'm not going to go. And he ran away. So they arrested him. The law here is, if you refuse to go to war, and you are signed for it, then they're going to kill you. See that? So they say they're going to kill him. And there was a man who knew Abraham Lincoln. And the parents talked to him, and they went to Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln, the parents, they told him, Abraham, you know, you are Christian. Let's not kill that boy. And I think he was getting out, and the paper he got here, just a paper, and he was pardoned, signed by the president. And then he gave it out. And he gave it out, he took it to them. And they took it to the prison. And he thought, these people are just trying to joke with my minds. That's what the boy thought. They're just trying to joke with my mind. I'm not going to take that. Huh? And they take it to him. And I don't think he even gave it to them. He was given to them. When they are taking you, just give to the most sincere man. He put this nonsense. And they killed him. When they killed him, they said, Abraham Lincoln signed that. And when you're pardoned by the president, you're pardoned. That's the law of the country. And now they took that to court. Do you know what the court said? That whoever has not accepted pardon.
Yes.
Whoever has not accepted Jubilee.
Amen.
That goes with the scripture. Whoever did not accept that freedom, he was taken somewhere. You cannot. That's according to the scripture. You are slave forever.
Amen.
And you had a sign. Everybody goes around, you are owned. You still belong to the world. You still belong to the devil.
Amen.
And you spurn mercy. The prophet says, you spurn mercy. Spurning, the prophet said, the dictionary says, I think it's refuse with disdain. It's just refuse it. You don't want it. When you refuse it, you spurn mercy. God draws a line.
Yes,
you are bored. You can be here or not, and you're in hell. The prophet said he went somewhere in a pen store or something. They were buying something. And he saw a woman there that he had seen in hell. You can be here or not, and you're in hell. You're already judged. There's no way coming back.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Yes.
It is interesting because the prophet preached the sermon called Souls in Prison. Souls in prison, you don't need to go to fifth dimension. You don't need to be in fifth dimension. You can be in fifth dimension, but you can also be here, but you belong to the fifth dimension. I hope that is clear. You didn't get it. I know. Somebody can be here and judged, And it's equal to somebody who is in the fifth, you know, in the fifth dimension. When you die, a sinner, you don't come back.
Amen.
Until the day of judgment and you go to the lake of fire. Do you know that? Now, you can be here, and you and the people are in the fifth dimension are the same. You are in prison here, but you aren't here on earth. Now, is it clear? You are here. You know, people who go to the fifth dimension, there's no hope for them. It's done. The prophet said, the way you die is the way is the way you rise.
That's right.
You die a sinner, take him to the fifth dimension, you rise and go to the lake of fire. It doesn't change you. Fifth dimension or sixth dimension don't change you.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Now, there are souls in prison. And Jesus went to preach the souls in prison. And the prophet says that was his daddy pool. Preaching to the souls in prison. That could not come back and repent. They could not. Praise be to God. Now the prophet says this. There are people here who have spanned mercy. They've been told, come out of her, my people, come out of her, my people. Please leave the denomination. They are stuck to that. And they span mercy with this thing. They don't want mercy.
Amen.
It's come to a time where he draws a line. You are here on earth, headed to the fifth dimension because you must die, and you can't repent and you're here on earth. You are judged.
Amen.
And that's exactly what he said about the denominations. He said, all the denominations are tares, and all the tares have gathered together.
Yes.
As the bride was gathering together, the tares were being gathered together. And when they were all gathered together in the world council of churches, which is the image of the beast, when that was done, now it was the time for the rapture.
Amen.
For this other group that are gathered together as a bride to be taken to the Lord Jesus Christ. When that happened, these others have spanned mercy and have refused mercy, and they are judged and in judgment. They are here on earth. I'm going to read a quote that says, they cannot even be taken to the lake of fire. The prophet says, they cannot be taken to the lake of fire now. That's against God. They got to wait. That's why when they are gathered in the image of the beast, all the churches and this and that, for being taken to the lake of fire, they cannot be burned now because this is not the time for burning. He says there will come a time when all everybody rises, when everybody rises, and Christ and the bride will be standing there and they will judge them to the lake of fire.
Amen.
But it's not now. The prophecy is like that. But yeah, it's good. Listen, he gives many, very many quotes. He gives many, very many ways. He says, you see these people of Noah, these people, Cameroon, they were judged. The people, you see, they've gotten to the ark. I mean, not this there. They have many quotes. They got into the ark, is right? The people, they built the ark. And he was preaching, if you don't get into the ark, everybody that will be outside the ark will die.
Yeah.
Everybody will die. Priest, even if you didn't build, now you have a chance. You have refused all this time. Now, you don't need to work. You don't need to do nothing. Just to take your steps and get in and save yourself. There's another chance now. There are chance. Maybe, I would imagine he stood there and said, last chance now. The door is just about to close. The shoes are just about to reveal. That's 1961, 62 there. The shoes are just about to reveal. And when he takes the book, it's closed.
Amen.
Can you please come near? Can you please come? I've been talking to you that he's coming. He's coming. He's at the door now. Please, can you get ready? They spanned that.
Yes.
And Noah stood there and said, can you please get in? You, this is between you and your life. They argued. They wanted chances. I don't know about science. I don't know about how it's going to come up. I don't know about all these denominations. I don't know about the theology and things like that and interest. I don't know about that. But I know he's coming.
Amen.
He even told them, and it's here. I put it here. Maybe if you don't recall it, you can read. He even told them, Billy Graham had been sent there to brighten you with gifts and these honor robots. But remember, those are the two angels who went to Sodom. Sodom is going to get burned. Can you look up and see the hanging? The hanging of brimstone and stone. Is it called brimstone or something? Brimstone. Can you look up and see the hanging? It's coming. Come out of all my people. Come out of all my people.
Amen.
They spanned mercy. When they do, don't think that they must be taken immediately to the to the fifth seal, to the fifth dimension. No. Where bad people go. No, it's not necessary. They are here and they are done. They are judged. You can now draw their map, how they will go. They will go being worse and worse. They're not getting better. They're not getting closer to Christ.
Amen.
Remember that. I don't care what a great denomination. I don't care how much they want to give out. They are good. They take care for the people. This church is the one who takes care of all the HIV people in Kenya. There are the people who does that. And they save a lot of lives. They give medicines. But those people live longer, they could have died. I know people with HIV that live like they don't have in Kenya. By the mercy of these people. And there was a problem one time in Kenya and those medicines stopped coming. And a bunch of them, a very big number, died. That's a good thing. I know people, my sister-in-law was telling me of a child in Kenya that they are supporting. That's great! Those things. Do you condemn that? No! I wish I had money, brother. I see people suffering. I would have to go to Kenya and help them and help them. I look at Kenyans like when I was there and I look at people. And then the only thing you can do is just buy them food for 2 days. There's nothing you can do. And the rest will say, God have mercy upon them. That's a great thing! But brother, all those good deeds are not getting them closer to God.
That's right.
Every day, every time, we are getting farther and farther and farther and closer and closer to the lake of fire. Amen. That's where they're headed. You can draw their map. The map is not going this way to Christ. No, it's going farther and farther and farther and farther. And you can add that the other journey in the fifth dimension and start again from the sixth dimension, from the fifth dimension, and take it to the annihilation in the lake of fire. They are is it called annihilated?
Annihilated.
They become completely annihilated. It's as though they didn't exist. But that's after suffering and suffering for I don't know how many millions of years. They are judged. Their judgment went here. Noah stood there. He told them, can you get in now? I hope maybe some of them, like Mother Sarah, helped him. Helped him build the building. But I thought Mother Sarah died in the floods. I read some history. It's going to be true. I don't know. That's my idea. But he died before the floods. But there are very many people. Maybe Mother Sarah helped him to build, and he died. But now he's telling them, now, you people said I was lying. I finished this building. Don't you think I'm not foolish to be working all my years on this thing if it was nothing? I have thus said the Lord. It's going to rain. Can you get in? And the door was open. They looked in this day. It's part mercy. I can imagine, brother. Can you imagine that door being locked, being shut? It's just being shut. Nobody can come. Maybe it's shut so slowly, maybe. Nobody can come. And it was shut. Can I tell you? Where are we in that story? Where are we in that story of Noah? We are in the 7 days. We are in the 7 days. After locking that door, Rebecca, there stayed 7 days, yes. No rain, no judgment. It looked like Noah was lying. They were condemned and done and thinking that everything is okay. The prophet says that Noah... I wish I put that there. Noah is in the ark. Noah is in the ark. The book is taken. The last one is a quote I'm reading from my head. The last one has got in. Yes. The last one has got in. Yes. It's finished.
Amen.
They are judged. Judgment has come. All right. I'm a preacher more than I'm a reader, of course. I'm sorry. through the skull and found certain priests, Isaiah said, okay. So he's reading, I don't know where he even was, so, but I can go back there. So he was brought up at his custom. Now he's thinking, and it came like a thunderbolt. I remember in Luke, the fourth chapter, Jesus entered in the synagogue at Nazareth, where he was brought up at his custom, was to go into the church on synagogue on the Sabbath. And then, and when he did, we notice there that the priest gave him the Bible, the scroll. Jesus, can you see that? Can you see the parallel? Mm-hmm. Stanley, the archbishop, gave him the Bible. Is that right? To read there. He gave the brother Abraham the Bible. Mm-hmm. Now here, the prophet is saying, this is the Bible, Luke 4:14. That a priest came from there. Can you see that? Rebecca and Cameron, can you see that? The priest came there and gave Jesus the Bible. And he read Isaiah 61, 1 and 2a. He left 2b.
Right.
To bring the virgins. Virgin, what is virgins? What is virgins? I realize that we talk here and sometimes people don't get relate what is it. Virgins is like a vegetable. It's like because you did, I'm gonna do, because you did wrong, I'm gonna do wrong, okay? Do something, okay?
Yeah.
Like doing something, okay? It's like that. Now I'm gonna punish you. God, there was a time that God was coming to punish the people because of bringing the punishment to the people. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
After preaching the acceptable year of the Lord, when he came, he brought the New Testament, the whole of the New Testament, that is the church ages. It has been Jubilee. Come out of Jubilee. It culminated on Brother Abraham telling them, it's done, it's here, it's coming. Please stop, come out of my people. You've been in the denominations, you are cheated into it. He said, because of misinterpreted theology, you've been in all this mess. Come out. Now bring the theology. Praise be to God. And that has been the acceptable year of the Lord. It has been Jubilee. But now, it's come to the head. It's come to the head now. It's done. It's finished now. So here he's preaching birth pains. That scripture was to preach birth pains, to preach that the third world is just about here. That scripture was to preach that. And it was to bring, it was Revelation, it was Isaiah 61. Listen, it was Isaiah 61, 1 and 2b. This other one has finished now. It was finished in the church ages. Now this other one of vengeance, to bring what? It had to bring comfort to them, that to bring comfort to the bride. Praise be to God. This is what has been waited for. People have been waiting for judgment. And that is not the judgment. That's not the new judgment. That new judgment starts here. It's done here. Can you get that? People think that God is going to sit here. Let's go. I can't finish it, so you can just leave it there. You can just leave it there, no problem. Let me just give me about 5 minutes or so, and then we close. But people think that in the judgment, maybe you can read that quote. But people think in judgment, God will be God will sit here. Just thinking that people think. Rather than imagination. Just like they think that rapture will be, until the prophet came and told us what rapture is. And I told people in Kenya what rapture is. And Marienga, that brother from, maybe he's listening in, he's a lawyer. He's a very senior lawyer. He said, I've never thought about that. Because you don't take this word and this word get together. What is rapture? People think rapture is flying away. And that song is very good. Don't condemn it. It brings it the way the picture that God brings is a picture. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. Yes. But not the flying away people think. That's the problem. You interpret this flying away with his body. When the prophet next tells you this body must go, it doesn't fly away, it goes to the dust.
Yeah.
So you go back and see what the rapture is. The rapture says he's caught up.
Yeah.
Are you caught up by the body? No. He says rapture is a revelation. You are caught up by the revelation.
Yeah.
It was the revelation of what? That, in that mystery that God hid in his mind before the foundation of the world. What was it? He's coming. You are caught up. When he comes, you are caught up with him.
Amen.
Praise with God. And the people has you know, that kind of mentality, which is okay. But God speaks in a certain manner, that a language that the only people who can hear is his people. There's a language for each country. There's a language. It's only America that I see English everywhere. If you go to different countries, especially in Africa, and I've not gone to South America, I think Canada and America are the only countries which have, even Mexico. I have met a guy who told me they have their languages, their native languages in Mexico. They speak Spanish, but they have their own languages. Here in America is the only place where it's English. Canada is English. You go to Africa, even in Europe, they speak their languages. Every country have not only the language of the nation, they have the language of their tribes. Mine is Kikuyu. We have 42 tribes. At least I can hear, say, three languages. I can hear three languages very well. I cannot speak very well one of them. I can't speak, but I can hear. Okay? But I know mine. And I know Swahili and I know English. But this is my point. In every tribe, in every family, they have their own language. You see, in every tribe, they have their own. Or every country have their own language. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's a kingdom. This is a kingdom of America. It's a kind of it's just like a kingdom. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And so is our kingdom. We have a language of our own in our kingdom. The head of that kingdom is Christ.
Amen.
And in that kingdom, we have our own language.
Yes, sir.
We can talk with Sister Edith. You can just be seated with Sister Edith and talking. And Sister Edith will be saying amen, amen, amen. And they don't know even what amen means in English. They don't know what she means by amen.
Amen.
It's our language.
Yes.
So is the prophet. When the prophet talks, he's talking to us. You're not talking to them. They can't hear. He opened the seventh seal. They don't even understand that he's opened it.
Right.
The world don't know. It's opened.
Amen.
Then he says it's hidden
from
the public. How? And he preaches. Has he ever told people you are not the members of the bride? Don't get in here. You are not. Don't get in here. Has he ever done that? No. He preaches in the tapes. The tapes go around the world. Whoever can take it.
Amen.
They read it. They don't get it. What? We have our own language. There's a language of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Where the bride lives.
That's right.
She hears it. You can talk all the day. They'll not hear it. I can talk Kikuyu all the day. Medicine, you will not know what I'm talking about. You'll not hear it. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Don't fear that. In fact, we want them to hear. But they are blinded. Their ears are seared with. They cannot hear. It doesn't matter how much you shout. It doesn't matter how much praying you experience. I tried to explain to a brother in Kenya. And that brother was, adamant on he's not come. And the seventh seal is not repealed. And I told him, brother, the seventh seal. And sometimes the prophet was talking and would say the Holy Ghost would touch him. He's still saying too much. Yeah, me, there's nothing touches me. So when I just talking, he can stop me whenever you want to stop. I just talk because I know it, this is the language that anybody who can understand it, let him understand it. Anybody who cannot understand it, there's nothing I can do about that. So I brought the brother slowly, and he was a lawyer, a great man. I brought him slowly, and he said, brother, I agree. And he threw bad words like that. I said, no problem, brother. But let's go slowly. Let's now come from the book called The Seals, where he says the seventh seal is not revealed. And he says exactly like that, it's not revealed. But what does he call it? The Zadipu, and that, and that, and that. I explained it very well. So now let's come from there, brother, and see 3 months after, 28th of July, now, when he's preaching the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Let's go there. And we go there and we start. Do you see this? Do you see that now he's revealing it? And he's saying he's talking about that. He says, I can see they have a relationship. I can see that that book, in seventh seal book, and this book, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, they have a relationship. They have a, they relate. That's true. I agree. Okay. I thought now I got him. The following day, he wrote me, said, where is he? If he has come, like you're saying, that he's come, where is he? I can take, oh, the day I'm pointing is here, he's here. This day, the scripture is fulfilled. Before you people, before you, you brother, before you, this scripture is fulfilled. He can look at it, he can look at it, and he's, where is he? Praise with God. You know, you said so well, Brother Don. And it became, to them, because they're braided, it becomes more complicated. He's in his bride. That's exactly right. He's in his bride. And I see him. I see him. Not with his naked ears. I see him, brother. I see him. I see him daily.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So let's just get there. And maybe let me read one quote here and then we close. Okay. Then he said this scripture, this day is fulfilled. And then he read that, and I wanted to read another scripture here. I don't know whether I'll come with this, so let's read this. Let's read this. Maybe two quotes, and then I close. Just two quotes. Paragraph 9. You see here, there's somewhere, the spoken word is the original seed. Paragraph. I don't know what. I don't know where that to read. To stop that. To stop there. And okay. Let's read paragraph 9. Paragraph 9, souls that are in prison now. And then the other one, and then we close. Oh, paragraph 9. Because you see, the judgment isn't now. And there's no burning hell now. Somebody tell you the guy is in burning hell, paragraph 9, that is souls in prison now, is the second quote from How is This Judgment? How is this judgment? The second quote, paragraph 9 there. There are two quotes there. Because you see, the judgment isn't now. And there's no burning hell now. Somebody tell you the guy is burning in hell now. That's wrong, see. A judge of this earth is just enough to never condemn a man until he's brought to trial. That's the rule of God. A man cannot be condemned until he's brought to trial. Now, for it up now, for this up. And God will never throw a man into the fiery furnace. That's the head of the man who is a sinner. In the fiery furnace. Until first he's condemned by God's own laws. He must be condemned by God's own laws. He rejected mercy, so you see, he first has to have a trial. And the trial is the great white throne judgment. But now he's in a place called a prison house. That's where they go. You go to a prison house. Now listen very carefully, because this prison house is people take it differently. Now, this prison house is fifth dimension. They are there. They cannot do nothing. They cannot get better. They cannot, that prison. Now, listen. He's headed there, but he's here on earth, but judged. Can you get that? Yeah. He's here. He cannot go to, he cannot come to this. There's no way for him to come to this. The book was taken, and they are there, judged. He took the book, and there are some quotes on that. There are some quotes on this. We don't have time. Where he says, he came and took the book, just up there. He came and took the book. And when he took the book, that was the end. Whoever was in, whoever was out. And he gathered the tares. He says, he explains it very well in the church ages. He takes the tares are all the churches, and gathers together, and they are there. There's nothing they can do. They are gathered together. They are called the image of the beast. Then the rapture happens. Then the bride, what's the rapture? Rapture is the bride and bridegroom marrying. Getting to be one. They get to be one. And that's over. That's over. That's done. The people here and the people that are in the fifth dimension are the same. They are together. You say, where do you get that from? The prophet went to the fifth dimension. He was dying. He said he was dying. He was dying. He was dying. He was dying. And one time, he came back. He came and he told God, God, please, please, if you let me go back, I'll hear you. I've refused to hear you. I'm going to hear you. And the prophet was brought back. There was a purpose. God was doing that. There was a purpose. God was doing that. He brought him back here. When he brought him back here, they went to buy some things with Menda somewhere. Penn and something street. And they went there and they were buying. And Brother Branham, what is the problem, Brother Branham? And he could not even, like that, like something has beat him so hard. He says, see that woman? I saw her in hell. I saw her in the third dimension. They are here, but they are there. They are headed there. There's not, when they span mercy, jubilee, they are seared. They are in the air. There's no, it's done, it's finished. They are slaves forever.
That's right.
They die slaves. They're done. There are people here on earth. Don't go pointing them. you are. No, we don't know them. You know, it's God who knows them.
Amen.
But one of the greatest characters is they cannot accept this. And it's not even refusing to accept. They don't understand it. They don't get it. The literal they were given, but because God is just, He's got to give you some literal. The literal they were given, they were given until they spanned it. They must span mercy. There must be a trumpet blowing around telling the slaves, get out. They span the message until it's done. That's what happened. And they're here on earth, but they're there. There and here is the same. The only thing is here, they're not suffering. The prophet said there is a bad place. The prophet said he wouldn't like his worst enemy to go there. It's a bad place.
Amen.
I'm finishing with this. I didn't touch nothing. I didn't touch my message. I'm sorry. But let me just read this and then. Okay. My mission that I believe that God has called me for, I have to say these personal things today because that's what I told you I would see. I'm saying. I would do. See, and I tell the world my mission, I believe, to earth is what? Is to forerun the coming word. See, the coming word, which is Christ. Now, this is it, which is coming Christ. And Christ in him has a millennium and has everything right there because he's the word. See? All right. See? All right. Now, he says like that. And let me close there. This is too much. And maybe... I don't promise to come with it again. If you have any question, I'm feeling I'm really bored with that. Just that I have continuously something. I don't. I'm not very much gifted in coming with something for so long, and this has been so long. And I feel like I'm boring you a bit. I'm sorry. So we can just leave it there. But if you have any question, and I'm not trying to say that I'm anybody, but if you have a question that why did you put this quote here and how does it connect here, just let me know that we can discuss. Even those people that are listening in, the brothers who asked me to bring this, if you want us to discuss on it, just give me a call. We can call on WhatsApp and I can explain. What I don't know, I'll just say I don't know. And what I see, I'll just let you know that I see this.
Amen.
And may God bless you. And may God bless you also for bearing with me, with my, you know, I don't know how to talk very much. And you bear with me and you loving me. And that helps me. You know, when you go to a place where you're not loved, it's not easy when you're here, but you know, when somebody is weak as I am and then is loved, you feel that the people are really doing you a favor, and that's great. So thank you very much, and may God bless you. I love you also. I love you very much. I may not be able to show, but I know that in my heart, you are my family.
Amen.
And I would like to tell you just for 1 minute that... I have sisters and I have brothers that I love so much. But I was brought up in a family that they didn't like me. And even now, I think they have come to realization that it is not something that has put in me. It's not a put-on. It's not something that I'm smeared that I can wipe out. This is something that is my life. It doesn't matter whether you do whatever. You hate me, love me. It's just like they have come to realize that. But before this, before they come to this, I think they thought that I'm crazy. They thought that I'm not in my right mind. They didn't love me. My father tried to push me to go to Pentecostal church. It's called Full Gospel Church in Africa. And he tried to push me by force. I said, no. He said he cannot even give me lard like the others. I said, it doesn't matter. And I left it. In fact, my piece where I was given, I was shown the other day, not a long time ago, by my brothers, because he left it. But so I decided that my family is you. They're the believers. Believers in Kenya, you people, that's where I live. That's my brothers, that's my sisters, that's my life. So I didn't get love from the family. So when I get love from you, my family, I just love it. I just love it. And I love you so, so, so much. Sometimes because of the culture difference, sometimes I'm not able to behave right. Like when you're sick in Africa, I just jump. I don't know why we don't even think that it's going to get us. When somebody is sick, it's going to get us when we go to them. But in Africa, we just get in there. We just go to the hospital. We just like that. And I'm sorry, because of the culture difference, sometimes I'm not supposed to behave right. And you forgive me for that. But one thing I tell you for sure, brothers, I know in my heart, I love you. That one I know for sure. There's no doubt about that. I love you as my sister. I love you as my brother. And I can do anything for you. And I'm very, very happy because I know that you also love me. We are family. Let's be a family. Let's pray. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We have ourselves before you and before our brothers and sisters, Lord. And our prayer is, Lord God, that you let that cord of love that's between us, Father, stay, and even be stronger and stronger, Lord God. And we know, Father, that we belong to one Father, and that's you. We are children of the same Father. And we see the example of the children of Jacob, Lord, how they stayed together and recognized one another as a brother. And that was just natural. And you say, you are better father than the fathers of this earth, Lord. And you even know what to give to a son and what to give to a daughter, the best gift to give, Lord God. You are the best of the fathers, Father. We are so happy to have a father that cares, that loves, Lord. We love you, Father. Father, in our weaknesses, Father, help us. Give us strength, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Father, because we want to love you and live for you, Father. All the things that push us back, Lord, we know that we are more than overcomers. Not because we can, but because, Lord God, you overcome. Therefore, Father, we are more than overcomers. We are yours, Lord. We are your children, Lord God. Help us, each one, Lord. There are people suffering, Lord, there and here, like I've not seen Sister Evelyn, Lord. And we remember her. We remember each sister, each brother, Lord, Brother Richard, and the rest of them. We remember them, Lord God, before you. We are one family. We are one, Lord God. And when one is suffering, when one part of the body is suffering, Lord God, the whole body is not comfortable, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. You are so good, Father. We love you. Now dismiss us with a blessing, each one, Lord God, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Don,
praise the Lord. Amen. I know you enjoyed very much.
Amen.
And so a lot of good things was said this morning, and I feel like sometimes, even when I'm preaching, I feel like I go so far away from my title. And Brother Goomba's title, he's going so deep in these other things, it sounds like it's different. But it's bringing it to the age, to the time where we're at.
Yeah.
And that's really, really timely. And we thank the Lord for that. When he was talking about family, I thought about what Jesus said. He said, who is my mother? Who is my father? Who's my brother? Who's my sister?
Mm-hmm.
He that doeth the will of my Father.
That's right.
He's the one. And so that's what makes us a family. And sometimes we have differences in the family. Brother Branham said, us Branhams, he said, in the backyard we fight against each other. He said, but in the front yard we fight together.
Amen.
And he said, we stand for one another in all things, in all things. So as long as we're in this flesh, we can have some differences here and there. And something I always, Brother Goomba stressed that over and over and over. Has nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
We can have differences in the flesh. We can even have differences here.
Yep.
But it's that life that's living in there.
Amen.
And so Brother Goomba is going to be ministering again on Wednesday. I told him, when I asked him to minister last Wednesday, I was trying to help out over here at the building. And I told him I didn't want to just throw him a service and then he keep having to start and stop on his message. So he felt like that today and Wednesday he could minister. Of course, the truth is we never get done. And when he said last week that he had one more, I said, no, there's more than one more. And he came Wednesday night, and I think he read the scripture. He read one. I think how many times your quotes are, you have all your quotes there, and then you just read your scripture, and you preached already an hour and a half, whatever it is. And so, then it was so good. It was really so, so good. And today was really good. I was thinking that Brother Branham talked about the way that a doctor diagnoses the case is by the pain.
Yeah.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. By the pain. And that was really good, Brother Goomba.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the pain.
Amen.
I'm looking at the trials. I'm looking at the troubles. I'm looking at the suffering. I'm looking at the chaos that Satan's trying to create.
Yes, sir.
And you look at what Jesus went in this last hour. More scripture was fulfilled in the last hours.
Yes, sir.
More scripture right there in the last hours, Brother Branham said, than the years. And look at where we're at. Look at what Satan is fighting
Amen.
Against the people. Look at all the sickness, the trials, the troubles. Where Satan tries to create disagreements, tries to create this and this and this. Whatever it is. Brother Branham said, I always believe all things are for a purpose. All things are for a reason.
That's right.
If it's not to test you, it's to test somebody else.
Yes,
God is doing something. And we must always keep it right there.
Amen.
And another thing is, Brother brought out, what the acceptable year is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Jubilee.
Yep.
Every time he comes, it's a Jubilee.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Every time he comes, it's a Jubilee.
Yes, sir.
It's a Jubilee because it's a setting free. And one of two things happen, and Brother really covered it today. You're either there or you're in him. You either enter into him, or you're destined to another dimension.
That's right.
And so that setting free is where the bride is. She's in his presence. She's in heavenly places. She's been caught up in that. She's been caught up in that revelation. And there's no sin. There's no sin. There's no unbelief. No unbelief in the bride.
Right.
And so we really appreciate it, Brother Goomba. And welcome home, brother. We, every one of us, when we meet another brother or sister, we praise God. And it don't matter if we're here or another country, wherever we are, the bride is family.
Amen.
And that's for sure. Amen. And so let us stand together as we dismiss now. And continue to pray for the Easter meetings. We're looking forward to that. We gave an invitation to Brother Chris and Brother Michael and family, and we're looking forward to them being with us. We gave an invitation to Brother Keenan. They had a meeting last night to discuss whether they were going to come or they were going to have meetings themselves. So We're hoping they'll come and join us. If not, they might have a night or two that, or they're not having services, and they might come and join us then. So we want to open the door to anybody who would like to come and have some fellowship around the revelation. And that's what it's all about. Amen. It is about the revelation of Him. And so we heard from Sister Esther. She's doing good. She sends her greetings. I want to continue to pray for her. And Sister Evelyn, we want to continue to be in prayer for her. And we're missing her. We'd like for her to be here. And so we... I'm with Brother Goomba on one thing. When you're in a trial, when you're in a trouble, when you're in a disaster, when you're sick, when you're at your very worst, that's the best time to be here. That's the best time to be around. Yeah. Brother Goomba was talking about being in His presence and talking about Him. His people is His presence.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's exactly what He's saying. That's exactly what He's preaching.
Amen.
His people is His presence because the Word is living in them.
Yes, sir.
And wherever they go, and if there's ever a time that you need to be in that presence, that fellowship, is when you're at your worst.
Amen.
When Satan is beating you the worst, that's not the time to go be alone.
That's right.
That's the time to come together. That's the time to come together. And I'm glad Gabe's here this morning. I know he's been through so much. And we want him to be in that presence.
Amen.
We want him right here.
Amen.
Sister Emily, Brother Richard, Sister Evelyn, each one.
Yes.
So we're glad that they're here this morning. And so let us just bow our heads and our hearts now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come with much thanksgiving to You, much praise and glory and honor. We thank You for the revelation spoken this morning. We thank You for Brother Goomba and for his life, for his honesty, his sincerity, his humility, and Lord, for the revelation You've put in his heart. And Lord, for that desire he has to share it with any and all. Lord, we pray for each one, Lord, that's sick, that's afflicted, that's in need. Those that are not here this morning, You know the heart, You know every situation. Lord, that You might go with each one now, Lord, for the rest of the day and this week coming up, Lord. Just give us leadership of the Holy Spirit. Have Your way. Lord, we thank You so much for the work that's been done on the building. And Lord, it's been such an encouragement to each one and to see the blessings and the moving of Your Spirit. Lord, we appreciate it so much. We just ask that You continue to bless Brother Michael and he's leading that, Lord, and just help him and guide him. And let just move, Lord. We see that what a move you've done in the last couple of weeks. And Lord, we're so blessed. We thank You and praise You now. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Now I'd like to